Today we are with Claudio Callaro and Pablo Castro, and the goal is to talk about a new interoperability bridges that we are releasing today. So it's about LEO.NET Data Services and for PHP Developer. So you guys, you're going to tell us a little bit more about this, but to get started, please introduce yourself.
So I'm Claudio Callaro. I'm a Senior Program Manager in the interoperability team.
And my name is Pablo Castro. I'm the architect of data services and in general the data management group. I work on how to bring data and the web together.
All right, so Claudio, can you give us a brief overview of what is this new PHP toolkit for LEO.NET Data Services?
So the PHP toolkit is an open source project that is available today on Codeplex. And the goal is to make easier for a PHP developer to consume data that is exposed through the ADO.NET data services.
All right. Pablo, could you give us some background about ADO.NET data services?
Sure. Let me use the whiteboard and do some drawings here.
Okay.
So the data services is, you can think of it as both a set of conventions on top of standard protocols like ATOM PUB, and then implementations of the clients and server ends of those set of conventions. The reason why we created this is because there is an increasing need for data exchange on the web, and what we want to do is we want to create the facility to, in the form of protocols and bits, to exchange data in a way that actually fits the web very naturally. So what we did is we create a set of conventions that form a RESTful protocol on top of ATOM PUB, and we defined a simple URL convention to address pieces of data, and then we created bits on the various ends. So usually what happens is you have a data source, and this data source could be a database, it could be a custom store, sometimes it's actually a business logic that is backed maybe down below by some other store or something. So it's anything that can contain data in it. And usually what happens is there might be some layers in the middle, and eventually you put here a REST, sometimes we simply say a REST head. You put an HTTP head that uses very simple conventions to actually exchange data with its clients. And what it does is it takes the data from the model, from the database or whatever repository. It applies a number of rules so that we have we map any construct in the data store into a set of very simple constructs. We simply say whatever is in the RESTful head is either resources or links between resources. And that's a very simple abstraction that goes a long way. And every resource is addressed by a URL. And then in the middle, there is a protocol, and the protocol is just ATOM PUB. What we do is we support ATOM PUB with the ATOM format. We also allow the JavaScript, the JSON format to go through. So users have the option to choose between the traditional XML ATOM format or using JSON, which is handy for cases where maybe you have a JSON parser and that is faster or handy, or maybe you're in the browser and you want to use JSON for that. Usually the setup is you have a whatever store, some business logic, then you have your REST head that exposes data over HTTP, and then on this side what you have is various clients that consume the data from the server. And today we already have out there clients. There is a client for .NET that has support for link, and it shows the data as objects and all that stuff. We have a JavaScript client that is part of the ASP.NET AJAX toolkit that runs on any browser and allows you to connect to the server. And in this case, this applies both to final clients, this could be a desktop application or something, and it also applies to Silverlight. We have a Silverlight version of this, and it also applies to servers. You may be in a server that in turn projects this somewhere else. Maybe it's a web server that then projects this to a web page. And then the JavaScript thing, usually it just ends up in a web browser, of course. And we have a number of more clients here. So the idea then is to have a very simple protocol that just fits the web in a way that's natural for the web. Nothing like we try not to invent things, and allows it's designed in a way centered around data sharing as opposed to sort of other strategies that around operation centrics and other types of interfaces. This has worked. I mean, this has been out there for a while, and it has worked pretty well for a number of developers and for a number of products, both from Microsoft and from third parties.
Okay, so Claudio, can you now put on the picture where the PHP toolkit fits and how this thing works?
Yeah, so we have now, as Pablo was saying, we have these different clients. So here, one of the blocks that we can add is PHP. And what we do is basically to allow the PHP developers to build a set of, let's call them proxy classes. Let's say proxy classes that can be used in order to connect to this protocol and consume the data exposed by the ADO.NET data services. And the goal is basically to abstract, to hide the complexity of the REST interface in such a way that it's easier for the PHP developer to write code in order to connect to the backend system.
All right, then let's look at the demo now.
Okay, so let's see. We have a very quick demo to show how the ADO.NET Data Service Toolkit for PHP works. So first of all, I want to show you very quickly the web service that I'm going to use. This is an ADO.NET Data Service that exposed the Northwind database. So you see that those are the entities exposed. So what I will do is to use this web service to show a very quick a few lines of PHP code to see how I can connect to this web service. So first of all, in my development cycle, I need to generate the proxy classes file that I will need to include in my PHP application to connect to the ADO.NET data service. So I can use the command line tool that we built. As you can see, this is a PHP file, so there are no dependencies on the operating system, so this tool can run both on Windows and Linux, for instance. So the first parameter that I need to specify is the URL of the web service that I want to connect to, in this case the same one that I just used, and then I just need to specify the file name of the to use for the proxy classes. So in this case, what the tool did is to generate a file. You see here it is, that is basically contains all the classes that were built based on the metadata exposed by the ADO.NET data service. So now I can just cut and paste some code here, so it will be easier for me to explain what I'm trying to do here. So there it is. So first of all, I need to include the proxy classes file that I just generated. On this second line, I just define a global variable with the URL of the web service that I want to connect to. So this will make me easier for me to, for instance, change from different servers, or maybe from production to development environment, and vice versa. So then the next step is to call the, let's say, the root class, the entity that was generated in the file. And in this case, I specify the URL of the web service that I want to connect to. And then the next step is to basically execute a query on the ADO.NET data service. And here the example that I want to show you is, for instance, to retrieve all the customers I want to apply a filter, so I want basically to get all the customers where the country is equal to UK. And then here you see that is very simple PHP code that goes over all the customers returned by this call. And then what I need to do is just to specify the properties that I want to display. So in this case, for instance, I want to display the customer ID property. Then on the second column, I want to display, for instance, the company name. And then on the third one, I want, for instance, some contact information. So customer, that there is a property called contact name. As you can see, it's very, very simple to use the data that were retrieved from the EDO.NET data service. I have object, I have property, so it's a very simple programming environment. So now I save this file. Let's call the file demo.php. And then if I launch the browser, I connect to the local machine. And then I have here this demo. And then as you can see, there is a table with the three properties that I specified. These are the, there is the data coming from the ADO.NET data service. So it's very simple. Okay, so now let's say that I want to get the list of customers still filtered by country equal to UK, but I want the list ordered by a company name, for instance, property. So I just need to, using the ADO.NET data services, specify that I want to use the order by, and then the property that I want to use is company name in the sending order. So if I now save this file, I go back to the list. If I refresh, you see that the list now is ordered in descending order by company name.
All right. So thank you, Claudio, for the demo. Now it's time to wrap up. Pablo, anything you want to add?
I just think this is, you know, we're really happy to see this coming together. I think that, you know, in the next few months, you will see more and more Microsoft products and external services and things like that supporting the data services conventions for exchanging data over the web, and, you know, having a PHP component that allows PHP developers to work with this is, you know, it's really great to have, and to have it out there available for everybody.
All right. Claudio, a few things you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to remind that this is an open source project. It is available on Codeplex at phpdataservices.codeplex.com. It is pure PHP code, so it can run on Windows, Linux, any sort of platform. And then this is part of the one of the projects that the interoperability team drives during our work on making sure that Microsoft products work better with other technologies and products. If you want to know more about what our team does, you can go to interoperabilitybridges.com.
All right. Thank you very much.